You may have heard on the programme yesterday, we were hearing about a nursing home that told its residents that they have to find somewhere else to live, causing a lot of upset to frail pensioners and their loved ones. Orchard House in Belfast is being transformed into a residential care home, meaning that all the elderly residents who rely on nurses can never return to the place that they've called home for years. Well, yesterday we heard from June, whose elderly mum had been at Orchard House for 15 years.
Mum will be 95 this year, would be very close to the staff. Most of them have been there as long as Mum has been there. She's very frail, very elderly. I cannot imagine the impact that that's going to have on her, having to go to another nursing home where there's completely strange faces, strange voices, different surroundings.
Well, that was yesterday. That was the story that we heard from June. But listening to June prompted another caller to lift the phone, and Daphne, whose father is another resident at Orchard House. I spoke to Daphne a little bit earlier this morning, and she was telling me how her father's been affected by this.
I went into the home yesterday as usual, Monday the 5th, and I hadn't received the letter. And I went into the office to one of the administrators to hand something in, and she looked at me and she said, "Daphne, did you receive your letter?" And I said, "No, I didn't. I haven't been home." And I knew what she was going to say, so I had to sit down. And she told me that the home was closing, and I was totally shocked. I had so many emotions, you know. But I was glad actually I didn't receive the letter when I came home. It would have been more of a shock, even, you know. But I went upstairs to see my father, and Gina came up, the manager, and she spoke to me, and she was very emotional and blaming herself. And it was just, I think, just words fail me on the whole thing.
And I mean, how do you even go about trying to explain that to your father, knowing how upset he's probably going to be?
I haven't directly told him, because I've been advised not to, because it's really going to upset him. But from what I've heard from the carers and the nurses that deal with him, he already has a good idea, because his hearing's quite good, and he could hear, you know, the girls talking and me. But I found out the other day that he's not eating very well this last few days, and the carers say he knows. And I've tried to say to him in a roundabout way not to worry about things, that I will be there for him, and we'll try our best, you know, to help him. And you could see his eyes were filling up. He's very emotional. He knows. But I can't say it directly to him, because I really fear for him, because he's very frail. And I think the move will be very detrimental to him and a lot of the other people. And actually the staff have said this too.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I mean, for people listening who maybe don't have experience of an elderly relative in that situation, that sort of upheaval, that sort of move.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the impact that could have on all 23 of these old age pensioners could be huge. And you're seeing that up close, Daphne.
Oh yes, and he's bed bound. He's been like that for nearly, I think, 8 months now. So the move from there, and also the time of year, it's unbelievable.
And even in terms of how the letter was phrased, and we touched on this yesterday, you know, the idea that it's going to be a refurbishment, but then when you read down into that second paragraph, you see that actually it's not a refurbishment that's going to benefit those that are already there, because it's not going to be a nursing home anymore, it's going to be a residential home, and that's of absolutely no benefit to the 23 pensioners who are there.
No, that's the final straw, actually. That really is. You know, I mean, we need nursing homes, and there's going to be one less nursing home for a start.
What are you going to do?
Well, I've been out. My care manager came over to the house last week, and she went through a list, and she rang, and there's only the odd one that had one bed, maybe two, but most of them, they hadn't any bed. So I had to go out to the ones that she recommended, and I have got a home, but I don't want to move him. You know, I would say it's pretty a good home, but I thought he was going to be there to the end of his day.
As did he, probably.
Oh, yes. Oh, and he's comfortable. You can see it. He's comfortable and well looked after. And I have to praise the staff, the carers, the down to the office, the Gina, the manager, the nurses. You know, I can't say praise them enough, like the way June expressed her thoughts about it. But
And June also saying that when you were made aware of other options, I mean, there were nowhere near, I think she may have said from memory, four places that she was told about. You know, 23 into four doesn't go.
Yeah, that's the number that I have, yes, exactly. And I mean, we have to put our names down on waiting lists and places. So who knows how long that's going to take for people. But it's the fact, I think it's just, I think the owner also should have had the decency to come into the home and speak to his staff and also have a meeting with the relatives. This was really upsetting people too, very much so.
Is there a broader point as well here in terms of the protection that's afforded around this provision, that the fact that this can happen almost at the drop of a hat?
Yes, exactly. Yes, you're right. Yes. I think at the time people were in shock, but now, you know, they've realised, they've had the week to think about it and realise what he's done and how is he able to get away with this.
Is your upset almost replaced now by anger?
Yes, very much so. And I think most of us feel like this. We've been talking to a lot of the relatives and they feel the exact same. The anger, very, very much so. And I think he should come and speak to us and the staff.